Ezekiel 31. It happened in the 11th year, and the 3rd month, in the 1st day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, tell Pharaoh king of Egypt and his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with beautiful branches, and with a forest-like shade, and of high stature, and its top was among the thick boughs, the waters nourished it, the deep made it to grow, the rivers ran all around it. Therefore its stature was exalted above all the trees of the field, and its boughs were multiplied. All the birds of the sky made their nest in its boughs, and under its branches all the animals of the field brought forth their young, and all nations lived under its shadow. Thus was it beautiful in its greatness and the length of its branches. So, God is saying to the Egyptians, you're proud and arrogant. Look what happened to Assyria. They were proud and strong and arrogant, and I brought them down. And God is trying to get even the Egyptians to repent. And how much more does he try with his own people? And sometimes he brings people into your life, and you see their fall. The proud one who fell, the rich person who fell, the beautiful or handsome person who fell. And it's to warn us. It's to warn us. Those people we meet in our lives and the experiences that we observe them going through, this is not chance. This is God's hand trying to teach us. And also, when you look at the description of Assyria as a big tree with all the nations underneath it, and it's sort of feeding everybody, birds living in its branches, etc. This is the language elsewhere used about the kingdom of God. So you see then that the kingdoms of the world are like a fake kingdom of God. And we've got to be wise and see that actually what's all around us is not the real kingdom of God. It just looks like it. We have a choice between the real kingdom of God and the fake copy of it that you see in the life of the world. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you're exalted in stature and have set your top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up, I will deliver him into the hand of the mighty ones of the nations. So the destruction of Assyria was because they were proud. You could have given all sorts of reasons for why Assyria should have been destroyed by God, but the number one reason was pride. It's the same in the prophecy against the king of Tyre. The reason that's given is because you were proud. So the message is, don't be proud. Learn that pride comes before a fall. God is so interested in our attitude of mind. He loves humility and hates pride. And so much of the Bible is taken up with that message.